Good afternoon, everybody. This is another episode of Access Radio Live. I am here at Reagan High School, where I have two Reagan football players, wide receiver DJ Moyer and offensive lineman Javon Turner. I got them just ahead of the game versus West Forsyth. Got a Central Piedmont for a title implications on it. It's going to be a good game, and I'm looking to kind of hear their thoughts on the game. I also have Coach Josh McGee. So I'll start out. So notice the first Monday of practice or preparation. What are you guys looking to do? Have you guys looked at any film yet? I know everybody's got huddle and stuff, which wasn't available when I was in high school. So I'll start with you, DJ. What are you seeing from West Forsyth?
We know they got an explosive offense. We got a very explosive offense with two good backs. Pretty good defense. It should be a great game. Locked in all week.
So what's just a little bit about what is it that what are like their threats that you're seeing, like specifically? What is it that you see that they like to do a lot if you kind of seen that a little bit?
Mostly get the ball to the number running back, Jamon Wilson. Get him out in open space, try to get him out of carries, him and Zaire.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, you know, I've seen West Forsyth play, and Jamon Wilson is a good running back. He's got explosive power. He's got speed. He's got all of the intangibles of a running back. What are you seeing, though, being an offensive player? What are you seeing from their defense that you think could pose a problem?
I'd say that's a pretty good defense. Decent linebackers, defensive line. Really, I'd say average defense.
Right. So to kind of piggyback a little bit, you said defensive line. Javon, what are you seeing as far as on that defensive front that you think could, you know, that could be a problem that you guys are looking to kind of work to be able to not let that be a problem on Friday night?
As long as we're just more physical than they are, we should be having a really good game. But as the D linemen, they're surround, they sound, they get around to the ball. They know their jobs and what to do with the opportunity they're given.
All right. So with games like this, and I know you guys, of course, you guys are out of school for today and tomorrow, but what is it usually like around school when there's a big game on Friday? Anybody can answer.
Usually around these type of games, everybody's pumped up, ready for Friday, 7:30.
Right. Atmosphere is great.
Right.
Everybody is really ready for it.
Right. So what when you're getting out there on Friday, and you know you got to go through your class, you got to, you know, the school's out. When is the focus start? When is that whole, all right, now it's time to get locked in start?
I would say focus start as soon as 3:40 hit. As soon as pregame meal hit, we focus, locked in, or to listen to music or something.
Right. Josh, since I got you here, tell me a little bit about your I know what your expectations are, but just tell me a little bit about what you're expecting.
Yeah, so it's a big rivalry. You know, I kind of equate this to like Duke, Carolina. Two rival schools were 12 minutes apart. You know, when this school was built, you know, it took a lot of kids from that area. You know, where I grew up and where I live now, right in Louisville, I'm 5 minutes from West Forsyth, but I'm in the Reagan district. And so it's always a battle. You know, I think our program has come a long ways and to where we are, you know, we're right there with West Forsyth. And, I think we expect to win. There's nothing, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and not going to say anything else. You know, we expect to win a football game. And we're excited about this opportunity, excited about where we are as a program. And I think these are the games that you look forward to the most.
All right. So, I know you graduated from West Forsyth. What is there ever a time where it's just kind of like, oh my God, this is my school? I know you want to beat them, but is there like some kind of an uneasy feeling or?
No, not anymore. You know, when I first became a head coach, I'm not going to lie, it was one of those deals where you wanted to win that game more than anything. And but you know, for me to sit here and say that you know, West Forsyth doesn't mean anything to me, I'd be lying to everybody. You know, it's a special place. And, you know, I told these guys in our pregame last week that, you know, it's a special place for me. It gave me an opportunity. It helped me get to where I wanted to go in college and, you know, helped me be the man I am today. And hopefully Reagan High School is the same to these guys. And so it's a special game. It's an opportunity for me to kind of go home. But at the end of the day, we're going to win. And it's, you know, year 9 as a head coach, it's not that big of a deal with it being my home as it used to be, but still a special game.
You know, while I got you talking here, what has the influence of Coach Russell Stone had on you that you're kind of giving to these kids that you coach?
Yeah, just the relationship piece. You know, it was always more than football with Coach, and, you know, he made you feel special. It didn't matter if you were the starter. It didn't matter if you never played. He, you know, he made everybody feel loved and special. And, you know, that's what I've always tried to do is build a relationship with these guys and, you know, coach a little football along the way. But at the end of the day, you try to make it bigger than football. And I think that's the most important thing I took from him.
Well, that's good. And Russell Stone was the head coach at West Forsyth when Josh was in high school. And I've always known him to be a good guy. So we're going back to the football players here. So during a game, like, what do you do or how do you handle the pressure of being in a big game like this? Any of you guys can start.
You have to learn how to take punches.
Right.
You will have punches in any thing in life. It's just knowing how to take it and get back up and keep going.
Right.
Like all the coaches say, just overcome adversity. Trusting your teammates, and yeah.
So, at the end of it all, whether the team puts a W in a win column or it's an L, what do you do to go back and reevaluate like your opportunity? So every game you're gonna have like sometimes whether the team performs good or not. You still have certain wins, like, you know, individual wins, and then there's opportunities. So what do you do as far as trying to correct your opportunities where maybe your quarterback and you were wasn't on the right page, so you ran this route when you should have ran that route. Just tell me a little bit about how you go about correcting those opportunities.
I would say watching a lot of film, getting with him outside of football practice. That's pretty much it.
All right. What about you? You know, some offensive lineman. Maybe there's a play where you should have pulled and you didn't because it cost you. So, like, what do you do?
I feel like we should have been more focused.
Right.
Focused, knowing what you have to do, and don't let it overwhelm you, and take the opportunity that's given.
Right. So what do you do, like, you know, during a game or, you know, when you step out there, everybody gets them called butterflies, right? We all get them. I got them and I rode the bench. So, you know, I still got them. But, me growing up, I played football, but it got to where my main sport was wrestling. And, you know, you go out there and it's like, oh my God, I'm great to wrestle this guy. Like, there's nobody on there on the field to help me. It's just me and him, and everybody's looking at me. And so, how do you deal with like the butterflies going into like competition?
Well, I'll say you will have them, but as soon as you make first contact, they're all out now. Then it's time to play ball.
That's the same thing. Once you go that first play, butterflies out the window. It's time to get going.
So. If you describe to me a game where, or maybe we'll start with you, DJ. Tell me maybe the best high school defensive player you played against, or whether it was a DB or free safety or a linebacker, somebody that you can admit maybe shut you down that game, you know, and how did you know and how'd you deal with it?
I'll probably say, honestly, probably last year, first time I played West against Jack Olds, probably the best linebacker I've played against.
Right. Yeah. What about you? Anybody on the defensive line that you found that was kind of hard to block? Or?
It's been quite a few D linemen. I'll say a D lineman from 2 years ago, first time being on varsity fully. was a D lineman for West. Pretty good, pretty big guy, physical, and knew what he was doing. And really gave me a run for my money.
Right. How do you, so like, anyways, okay, so, you know, how do your everyday behaviors kind of affect the way you play? Like, tell them a little bit about sometimes where you hadn't had there are going to be some times where you just, you're not focused. So, you know, you don't have the right behaviors, and sometimes it, you know, ends up maybe affecting the way you play.
You have to think bigger. You have to think bigger than yourself. Small team first. You got to know that you're not doing it just for you. You're doing it for your teammates, your coaches, everybody that's involved in the sport.
So we talk about football. We obviously know, you know, of course, that's your sport. Do any of y'all play any other sports, though? What?
Run track?
Yeah.
Shot put. So, and running track, of course, helps you with your speed in football. That's something I always tell a lot of, kids. Like, you know, the number one way to get better is to run track. Mm-hmm. I mean, because the whole goal is for you to learn how to run faster, and you pick up those certain mechanics that, because here's the thing, you know, from the time you could walk, you know, all the way up to now, you think you know how to run. I mean, we all do. And then you realize when you run track, well, you know, maybe you need to turn your foot just a slight inch this way and lift this leg up higher and extend it out there. So, you know, you realize there's a lot of scientifics into the mechanics of your body to make you run faster. So I always tell kids that play football, even offensive linemen, go run track. You know, run track, you know, and –
But I think, and let me interject, like, yeah, he's going to be modest. He's not going to say anything.
Yeah.
But DJ is an elite track runner.
Right.
Like, it's not – like, DJ doesn't go run track because he wants – like, he's an elite guy.
Right.
He's got our school 100-meter record at 10.47. You know, he's a part of our 4x1 relay team that just set the state record. And so, you know, that's what he brings to the table is our running back. You know, he is an elite speed. It's different than everybody else.
Right.
So, and you know, he wasn't going to say that. You know, he's a humble guy, quiet guy. But, you know, for people listening, I think that's important to know that we're not talking about just like an average runner. You know, we're talking about an elite.
Makes sense.
An elite runner.
Yeah, that is good. What's your 40 time been clocked at?
This past summer, I clocked at 4.41 and 4.4 flat.
Ooh,
it's different. Yeah, like you would have never known that if you don't ask him.
Right.
But he's not going to be boastful. He's not going to be, you know, this is who he is. But it's a different type of speed. You know, it's just it's hard to explain. You got to see it.
Right. So how do you deal with because and it's just a question that I bring up, and I bring it up in every podcast, because I think maybe everybody's on social media, right? Again, there when I was
staff, just in case you have
that would happen. Today, that would happen. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, so we just got interrupted by the overhead pager for the school. Sorry about that, guys. It happens. When I was in high school, when Coach McGee and I was in high school, we didn't have Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Now that everybody can kind of get a little bit closer to you, you know, you how do you deal with some of the negativity that goes on social media? Because with that, there's the opportunity to down talk the other team. There's the opportunity to say something that could come back and haunt you in 15 years. I can't tell you how many stories I see of some of the most elite pro athletes, and then next thing you know, ESPN is talking about a tweet that they sent when they were in ninth grade, you know, which shouldn't even be an issue considering the fact that they're kids and they do kids things, but they want to hold it against them. So how do you guys handle, like, the negativities of it, and what do you do to kind of vet what you put on there to make sure that, knowing that you got college coaches and stuff watching, to make sure that it's positive stuff?
I would say just staying disciplined, blocking all the negativity out, because what people say on social media is just all opinions. You just got to learn how to block all that out.
Right.
You just got to know your self-worth, and know that whatever somebody says, if it's not you, it's not you.
Right. I'm not too sure how I could, like this instant and candid conversation, you know, I don't know how I could have handled that in high school. I don't know how, you know, Coach McKee could have handled that in high school, because essentially what always bugged me the most about it is that I could go on Twitter and we're talking about grown-ups that are clowning kids, are trying to do something negative to a kid, and it's bad. You know, there are some times, because, you know, I'm a coach. I've coached. There are some times where kids do things that you don't like that are on another team, but they're, you know, you don't go online and down talk them, because that's, at the end of the day, that's somebody's kid, and they are kids. And, you know, and I just always I just never knew how a grown person can just sit behind a computer and tweet at some kid or whatever and talk junk about him. I mean, you know, there's other ways to deal with it. So outside of football, you know, this is outside of football. What do you do that people wouldn't think that you do? You know, of course, that's not even count athletics. Just outside of the whole realm of athletics, we'll start with you, Javon. What do you do that people didn't think you do, just for like fun or just?
I go fishing.
You fish.
Fish.
My man, okay.
Yeah, I did a little fishing. Then one time, when I go to the beach a few times, I go surfing. Do a little surfing.
Oh, what? You surf?
Yeah,
surf. Wow.
I got to see
that. Right? You know, so I fish a lot. Like, and it's kind of more leisure for me. And I would go and I grab a chatterbait and a spinner bait, man, and I'll throw that in a pond or in a, you know, in a lake, man, and I'm pulling stuff out left and right. So it's something that I try to do. Matter of fact, in my car right now, I got like two fishing poles and a tackle box, because, you know, I'd be on the road somewhere and just see a body of water, and I don't know if it's private or public, and I just, let me see what's in there real quick, you know, and see what I can pull out. What about you?
Usually, if I'm probably not in the house playing a game, I probably like, I like the mountains a lot, like going on adventures and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, before we went live, DJ, you and Coach McGee were talking about you playing Madden. You're really good at it?
Yeah, definitely.
You ever tried to do one of those little Madden tournaments, or you just not, you didn't really went that far with it?
Yeah, I've played in the Madden tournament. I lost in a round of 16, though.
Right. So, what do you expect from your, you know, from your teammates to, you know, what do you expect from your teammates' contributions? Like, as a leader on the team, just tell me, you know, what do you do to push your teammates to be the best that they can be?
Well, when we're running, go from line to line. Don't skip no reps. Keep going. Work hard.
What about you, Javon?
I say don't give up and push through anything that feel like you just want to give up, don't want to do it no more. Think about other people than you. Just keep going.
All right. So how important is it that you achieve the goals that you've set this year for the football team and, you know, athletically for yourself? Tell me how important that is, and just what are steps that you're taking to kind of get to that?
It's very important. Freshman and sophomore year here for us two, went 3-8, gut punchers, just working hard to get back on track with Reagan football.
Just knowing that we still got a long way to go, and the stuff that we have accomplished is amazing and it's record breaking, but just knowing that we've came a long way from where we used to be.
All right. So I want to go back. Just like West Forsyth, you guys had a really, really hard game against East Forsyth, and you guys pulled it out. So tell me a little bit about it, because, see, here's the thing. This is – and East Forsyth is a good team. We all know that. But one of my favorite quotes is the difference between a good team and a great team is that a great team can win the close games. And it's being able to – because a lot can happen. And you'll if you ever listen to the past podcast, you know, when you get a back-and-forth game, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you know – He hit me, I hit him, he hit me, I hit him. At some point, somebody's going to get tired of getting hit, right?
Yeah.
And then that's where you got to try to find that motivation and that just one reason to stay in that fire and fight that fire. So tell me a little bit about that game and feel free to speak freely, you know, about you know, how you guys went out there and how you're able to get it done. And just think about all the times where you could have given up. Because pressure's real. I mean, let's get away from all this, pressure this, I can have, pressure is real. And with that, there are opportunities where you just want to give up and you don't. You know, so just tell me a little bit about that game where, you know, how you guys are able to kind of keeping that battle until like the last minute and pull it off.
Well, we knew we were gonna get the best shot. Anybody who played, we're gonna get their best shot. It's just us keeping our head up, coming together, and overcome adversity against a great team, of course.
All right. What about you, Javon?
Just believing in what we had said and what we had planned to do that night, as our coach said, believe in our teammates. You know, trusting what the other man is doing on the field beside you, and just go out there and play your heart out to the ding buzzer. That's all I got to say.
So, Josh, I want to ask you a little bit about Revels, you know, in that game, you know, kind of woke up and looked at the paper and, you know, he kind of sealed the deal a little bit. Tell me a little bit about that play calling and tell me a little, you know, just about why you chose that one, you know, that play and just, you know, it's.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got a minute to go in the game, you know, and you've got to go 75 yards in a minute and you have one timeout. So you don't have, you know, a large playbook right there in that situation. You're trying to push the ball down the field. You're trying to take some short throws when you can, get out of bounds, stop the clock as much as you can. But we had just, you know, we threw two short passes back-to-back, one to Bryson Canty, one to Siobhan. And then we threw the deep ball to Bryson Cantu, who made an unbelievable over-the-shoulder catch. And we're sitting first and 10 with about 39 seconds to go in the game from the 25-yard line. And see, first down, let's take a shot. And based on the way the safeties were playing and how they rotated, you know, the one-on-one matchup was to Siobhan. And it was started with great protection up front. Gabriel threw an absolute dime. And it was just a great catch. So it's a collective group of people. All coming together to make an outstanding play that put us in the lead.
Right, and of course you guys went on to win that game. It's funny because like Josh is probably the king of like just sealing deals. So you know always, mm-hmm. You know me. I always got to go back to that game, mm-hmm. And I will go back to it. 2001. I was playing for Reynolds. Got to tell the story. We had a wide receiver took a kickoff to the house with maybe a minute left to go in the game, and we were up, and then, but of course, you know, you're giving Josh McGee the ball, and he's got time to work, and then don't know if it was their first or second play from that drive, and Josh took it, scrambled out the pocket, and took it to the house. Oh God, dude! Like, yeah,
it wasn't a run. It was a throw.
Yeah,
but it was kind of a little waggle pass, sprint out pass, and you know, it's probably, with the exception of this past Friday night's game, and one or two more we've had here, it's probably the greatest high school game I've ever been a part of, and yeah, it was one of those deals where I think the winner of that game, well, it created a three-way tie for first place.
Yeah,
and this was back when only the 1 and 2 seed from the conference went to the playoffs. And so after that game, South Rowan had to come to our stadium.
Mm-hmm. I remember
and
that.
So West Forsyth, South Rowan, and Reynolds, mm-hmm. The coaches had to go into the press box and they had to draw numbers 1 through 3. and 1 and 2 got in the playoffs, and 3 was done.
Yeah.
And we drew the 1 seed, Reynolds drew the 2, and South Rowan
had
drew
to go
the 3
home.
And was done. So it was a great game, a back-and-forth game, and definitely one that I'll never forget.
Yeah, it's one of those games that'll stick with you, but it's kind of the reason why, you know, you got the team that you have because you've been in those situations to be able to coach kids in those situations. So tell me a little bit about some of the other contributors on the team. You know, I know I got you two here, but just other kids on the team that you know that when they're out there on the field, I mean, they're just straight dogs out there. So just tell me a little bit about some of your teammates.
Start off with the receiver who got us down there, Bryson Kensey. Unbelievable athlete. You got Tazae Woods. Of course, Siobhan Rebel, who caught the game winner. Gabriel Hollingsworth. Old lineman.
You gotta show love to my O-line. Noah Brown. Gotta get my boy Noah Brown, right guard. Gotta give it to Jake Pasquale, center. Defense, boy. You can't win a game without defense either. So
Gavin Brandon, boy. Trevor Willard,
Nathaniel Carson. Seth Caldwell, pretty outstanding guys.
Right. Does on defense.
Yeah.
So, and you guys are seniors, right? Both of you are seniors. You know, what's your plans at the next level? Have you done any visits? Have you got people looking at you? So tell me a little bit about how that's going for you.
a few scholarship offers for football and track. Still evaluating those. Definitely looking forward to playing football on the next level.
I mean, do you have any schools in mind or anything like that? Or you just...
I'll say I have a few schools in mind. I'll say A&T, Southern Miss, Richmond, Navy, Air Force, and a few others.
Oh, you're thinking about going to one of the service academies?
Yes, sir.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
That it is high education and a chance to be very, very impactful to your country, you know, in a leadership position. What about you, Javon?
I have a few looks, a few people sending me stuff, planning on playing football at the next level, continuing my career as a football player.
Right. So before I wrap this up, because I know you guys got to get ready to go to got a 4 o'clock practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you guys do to as you know? Nobody goes into any competition 100%. There's always nagging injuries and things like that, which I'm hesitant in calling them injuries because, like, injury to me, man, it means, like, you broke. You're going to be out for a little bit. Then there's just a little bit of hurt, you know, just from every day-to-day wear and tear on your body. So what do you do, like, to nurse those? Are we ice bath people or what? Tell me a little bit about it.
At home, outside of football practice, definitely ice up, rest, a lot of ice baths.
Yes, just get your daily treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what you hurting and what pain you have, just get it treated and keep pushing on.
Right.
That toughness.
Yeah, and it's funny because I will go back, you know, in the day and age of the smartphone, you know, you can just kind of go online and type in how you treat this or treat that. And normally, I mean, back in the day, if it's that bad, you just normally have to go to the hospital for them to tell you the same thing what you read online, and then they bill you 2 days later for something you could have just typed up. So I mean, it's good you guys do all that stuff. And I took an ice bath once, and I will never do it again. It's the worst. It's a special kind of pain. I mean, I guess you just got to get used to it. But before we close, I mean, is there any parting thoughts? Anything you'd like to say?
I'll just say, be there at Western Side 7:30 Friday. Great game.
Stay continued. Yeah, the game's gonna be at the Village, because as they call it. So anybody that, if somebody wanted to follow you guys on your social media, how do they? What's the @ name that you use?
Twitter, DJ Moyer 3.
And you?
On Twitter is Javon Turner, JetBabe21.
All right. What about you, Coach McGee? You got any parting thoughts, you know, just a little bit?
Man, we're just thankful that you stopped by. And, you know, we have a special group of players, and I think we've been grooming this team for 3 years now. You know, we took some lumps, like DJ said, 2016, 2017. We're coming off back-to-back conference championship seasons in 14 and 15. And then we kind of lost a great group of senior leaders in that 2015 class. And in the 16 and 17 seasons, we played these young guys, you know, and we played them understanding that, you know, it might be rough for now, but one day it will be a blessing. And, you know, we're at that point, and it's a testament to their hard work and their dedication to our program. We're excited to be 8-1. You know, we're a 2-point conversion away from being 9-0, which is where we exactly, you know, should be, where we thought we will be. Certainly excited for this opportunity this week, and we understand it's a big game, and we're looking forward to a great week of practice and the ultimate goal of being 1-0 at the end of the week.
All right. And real quick, just because you just want to touch on it, what does it take to rebuild a program after you have a down season where kids want to either quit or transfer out? Tell me about that.
It's just tough. You know, this county, this area, it's tough to deal with the transfer stuff. And, you know, we've been very fortunate. We've gotten, you know, we've received more than we've lost. But, you know, I think you stay the course. You know, there's things that I believe in as a football coach and as a man that I think have to be done consistently in order to be successful. And sometimes things don't go your way. But the core values of our program and the things we believe in have never changed. And so, you know, when you go through those down years, you stay the course. You continue to be the best version of yourself you can be and be a great leader for these kids. And, you know, it's paid off for us. And our coaching staff is tremendous. You know, we've been very fortunate for those guys to stay consistent. And, you know, we don't lose coaches very often. And, you know, again, stay the course and keep grinding, keep working hard. And then, obviously, you have great football players that make it a lot easier on you as a coach.
Well, I appreciate that, Josh. And Javon Turner and DJ Morey, I appreciate you guys. Good luck. Have an injury-free rest of the season, injury-free game. You guys, again, the game, Reagan versus West Forsyth High School at West Forsyth at 7:30. It's one of those games, like I said, about the East game. It's going to be one of those games where you want to be there and get there early, or you may not get in. So, hey, be there. And that being said, this has been another episode of Access Radio Live, and hey, see you guys soon. Thanks for joining in.